Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about expanding your comfort zone. The winners in life realize that one of the great secrets of success is to be able to leave your comfort zone and go out into the cold. Such a person is willing to do whatever it takes to get comfortable becoming uncomfortable. They're willing to do the things that the average person is unwilling to do. The average person dabbles. They dip their toes in the water. Eventually, they build up so much fear and doubt that they remain in their comfort zone. The greatest habit that we have to break is being our old, familiar self. Neuroscience says that by the time we reach 35, we're a finite set of solidified circuits. We then live our lives from automatic circuits or programs, this self-image, and these are hardwired so we can predictably deal with anything, ultimately so we can avoid the inconvenience of having to learn something new. But how much room do we leave for the unknown? We stop having lots of new experiences. And in life, your success will be measured by what degree you can leave the comfort zone and embrace new challenges. And there are levels to this. And in order for you to succeed, you're going to have to be able to do it at a world-class level. The process of transformation and change can be uncomfortable. And like I said earlier, being uncomfortable and being okay with that is a genius. Most organisms are designed for short-term stress, but humans have the amazing ability to turn on the stress response before the event, but it's when we turn on the stress response and can't turn it off, now we're in big trouble. We're moving towards dis-ease, where the body begins to break down. So one of the great secrets of success is to be able to leave your comfort zone, to go out into the cold, and the person who fails is the person who can't leave that zone. Often, the purpose of the goal is not to achieve the goal itself, but what it makes us as a person, who we've become. Let's face it, we've come from somewhere and we're going someplace. Our Creator, God if I may, the universe if you want, has put us here for a purpose. Who are you here to become, to create, and to give? So much of the fear we have in life comes from the fact that most of us don't feel like we're in control. We're running around trying to control all the events of our lives. But no matter how skillful we are, every single one of us is going to experience multiple events in our lives that we just cannot control. And it's not something we can control because we didn't initiate it. Any time you deal with other people, this is going to be the case. It's a part of life. And that's why most people attempt to stay in the comfort zone. It's their attempt to try to stay in control, to avoid the pain and discomfort. But this seriously limits the quality of your life. You have to put yourself out there in environments where, at times, you won't know what to do, to see what you're really capable of and to grow. This is where you'll discover more of what your true purpose is. And this is where our character is shaped. Whenever we set a goal and it doesn't come to pass, sometimes not getting your goal in the date and timeline you set is part of the design. Now, that's not meant to let you off the hook. It means that you just have to dig deeper. So instead of feeling angry or frustrated or resentful or disillusioned and blame others, you need to look at the much grander picture. You need to look inside and demand more of yourself. The traits and characteristics in us only respond when challenged. Perhaps God is not interested so much in our convenience as in our character. And just because something doesn't happen right away, according to your plan, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It can be a test to make you become more. It can be a test to see how committed that you are. So know that events will show up in your life that you can't control. Now you might ask, but how do you live in a world where it's always changing? How do you live in a world where you set goals and it still doesn't always turn out right? How do you survive in a world where suddenly your business can go down the tubes? You can find yourself in serious debt. Your husband or wife could up and leave you. A disease could hit, or someone could die. How can you deal with all of that? Well, you deal with it by absolutely knowing that the one thing you can control is events. What you can control, however, is how you respond to events, how you handle them. This is one of the great secrets to life. You get to control the meaning of events. It takes courage and faith to venture into the unknown, to let go of the past, and even cut ties with people and situations that have brought you to where you are. But life is about growing and evolving, being true to yourself and following your own path. There are times in your life when you know you have to leave the comfort zone. You know it's time to leave your job or to move on to greener pastures. But you question it. Who's to say I'll find anything better? You think to yourself. And you know what it means to hit that overwhelm state, that defining moment when you're challenged to move outside your comfort zone and you really don't feel like it. So it can be a struggle between one impulse, just to lay low, and another impulse to follow through and really go for it. But the fact remains, if we want to reach our goals, whatever that goal is, at some point we must get out of our comfort zone and enter uncharted territory. Whenever we move off in a new direction, we predictably are beset by waves of doubt, insecurity, worry, and uncertainty. It feels as if it would be much better, definitely much easier, to head back to the warmth of our comfort zone and back to the way things were. We long for the familiar and put off changing and charging forward because in that moment, going forward is unknown. It can feel scary and unsafe as we leave that comfort zone, as we start to plunge into the cold. Yet we need to remember that the comfort zone is the most dangerous place to be. If we're not moving forward, we're not growing. And in this world, if you're not growing, you're dying. This is a simple, natural law in our universe. Helen Keller, the deaf and blind child who grew to become a famous and inspirational writer and lecturer, once said, "Life is a daring adventure, or nothing." So winning the game of life requires daring, commitment, passion, and an unquenchable spirit. While every human being has these traits, few put them to use. Remember, whenever you're fearful about taking action on something new and expanding your comfort zone, it's only your old programming rearing its ugly head. Those vampires are afraid because you're no longer feeding them. That's a program's just trying to hold on. No matter what, you just always need to keep going. There will always be these hits from the side. But you can either step forward in faith or backwards in fear. Action with intelligence can turn procrastination into motivation and fear into passion. At times, you're going to have to disconnect from the past. The only thing that's constant is change. This is one of the most profound and at times most difficult lessons you can ever learn. All great minds throughout time have always moved forward in the direction of their dreams with unshakable belief. And they've embraced change. In life, there will always be a test of your nerves. You will get paid relative to your capacity to just embrace and walk into new challenges all the time. Life can be a process of continuous challenges. And the question is, can you just continuously walk into those new challenges? It all depends on your mindset. Some people will find this very exciting. Most will find it frightening. Remember again, the only thing that's constant is change. You learn not to cling to anything. You must keep moving into new situations. The wonderful thing about embracing new challenges is eventually this will cause you to find a pattern in those challenges. And this will eventually allow you to succeed at anything. Great leaders never look to anybody else. They are often out there on their own. The average person is just going to continue with the sheep think. You have to step out of the herd. You just stop all of that, and this is the mindset of a champion. And you create this unusual atmosphere. It's almost like being in another dimension. And all great things come out of that void. And you'll find that people will then be attracted to you. Opportunities will magnetically be drawn to you effortlessly. So just to recap, one of the great secrets of success is to be able to leave your comfort zone and go out into the cold. As soon as we set a goal or choose a direction in life, the obstacles are inevitable. If you're not growing, you're dying. Most people stay in the comfort zone, and this is their attempt to really stay in control and avoid any pain and discomfort in their life. But it's outside the comfort zone where our character is shaped. Successful people know there is no such thing as failure, only feedback. The only thing that's constant is change. You cannot control events, but you can control how you respond to them. This is one of the great secrets to life. You get to control the meaning of events. Embracing challenges will cause you to find a certain pattern in them that will eventually allow you to succeed at anything. Winners identify the required standard and exceed it. When expanding your comfort zone, always look for signposts to ensure that you're moving in the right direction. For your home play, go through your 7 practical action steps and take those actions. Practice your concentration. Focus on the black dot. And remember to go into the theater of your mind and rehearse your mental movie. This time, see yourself also expanding your comfort zone with effortless ease. And I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy."